I don't have time.
He told me his schedule was full.
I don't understand Taha these days.
Yes, well, me neither. I sensed that he was a bit angry.
Angry with you?
No. Angry with you.
What for?
Because you didn't let him operate instead of Dr. Judat.
But I talked to him after that incident. He said he wasn't upset with me.
Maybe you should talk to him again. Of course, I think that he's becoming a bit... how can I say it? Bitter towards you.
Did he say something about me?
Don't ask me to tell you anything. It's best if you talk to him yourself. Excuse me.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, not at all. Have a seat.
So I hear you're so busy you don't have time to grant your friend's request.
Our job isn't about friendship.
What's wrong, Taha?
Nothing's wrong. I just don't like it when someone thinks of me as a friend when he needs me. And the opposite when he doesn't.
When he doesn't?
Forget about it, Doctor. I asked you for something, and you didn't accept. And you asked me for something, and I didn't accept.
That's the way it is. That's fine. We're even now. So can we move on now?
You may think that you're even with me, but what about God? I don't know.
What do you mean by that? What does that young man dying have to do with me and God?
It does, Doctor. Unfortunately, I must say, you're responsible for his death. So this has got to do with your relationship with God, and your friendship with me.
Neither Dr. Judat nor I is responsible for that man's death. That's what the medical board decided, too. But I am very sure that I'm not even with God, and I owe him a lot. But I think that if I'm supposed to be questioned about it, it's only he who can do it, no one else.
Yes, about the afterlife, it is between you and him. But you have to be accountable to people in this world too, if you get my meaning.
What do you mean? I have to be accountable for what exactly?
Listen to me, Doctor. I've worked very hard to maintain this hospital's reputation.
Not only you, everyone has done that.
Yeah. But maybe no one is more worried about ruining what we've worked so hard to build in the past.
Why? Because you have more shares than I do?
That could be one of the reasons as well. But in any case, I can't just sit around and see all that we've worked hard to achieve be ruined by the lack of some common sense.
And the person who's doing that must be me, right? 'Cause I didn't let you interfere in the work of another surgeon.
No. Because you didn't listen to me about Dr. Judat not being capable to perform the operation.
And what do I have to do now? If I apologize, will that solve your problem?
I don't need your apology, Dr. Naini.
What's wrong with you, man? Why are you making such a big deal out of it? Get to the point, will you? What's the real problem?
I don't have a problem. But it seems that you have a problem. You do. You have a problem. Instead of allowing me to save that young man's life, you are forcing me to go to the medical board so you could get rid of me. What do you call that, huh?
I was doing my job.
No. It is called jealousy.
You're saying I'm jealous of you? That's what you mean? I don't believe you have something like this going through your mind. What reason would I have to be jealous of you? I've always said it, and I'll say it again. You're better than I am.
People are sometimes forced to admit some things that they don't like to admit.
I know you still sometimes call me your professor. But I've known for a long time that the student has achieved much more than the professor. And you know, I'm not even upset about it. I'm actually really happy. But I'm worried about you, Taha. Taha, you know you're my best friend. Believe me, I'm worried about you. I don't know what I can do to help you. I really don't know. I just do not know.
Leave your post as the head of the ward, Doctor. Doing the jobs become way too difficult for you. That's how you can help me.
Dr. Sarmay to the reception desk.
Hello.
Hello.
You seem really busy, no?
Well, where have you been? I called, but you weren't home.
I told you we're going to stay at the country house for a while.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
By the way, did you know that a burglar came last night?
A burglar?
You have no idea, I almost had a heart attack. A live burglar is really scary.
A real live burglar?
I mean, when you see it in the films, they're not as scary, but a real burglar is very, very scary. I was absolutely terrified.
Well, did you catch him?
No. By the time I called Dad, he'd gotten away. Because they were sleeping on the terrace last night. Dad was fast asleep. Elias ended up waking him up.
Who's Elias?
One of Dad's friends.
And he's with you at the country house?
Yeah, he was there last night.
His name is so familiar. What's his last name?
I really don't know.
Well, is he a new friend?
No. Just forget about it, Doctor. I'll tell you about it later. Where's my dad?
He's in his room.
Well, I'll go see him now. Goodbye to you.
Dr. Jamshidi.
Perry?
Dr. Jamshidi to the emergency room.
Yes?
Is your father okay?
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yes, right now I think he's totally okay. There's no need for you to be worried about him anymore, Doctor. I'm always with him. But has something happened, though? Has he said something strange again?
No. Keep an eye on him, okay?
Okay. Don't worry, I'm watching out for him. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, dear. Elias.
I hear you're so busy you don't have time for your friends.
We can't be friends at our job.
What do you mean? What do I have to be answering for? Because you have more shares than I do? What am I supposed to do to solve your problem? Would it satisfy you if I apologize? Why do I have to be jealous of you? People are sometimes forced to admit to some things they don't like. Believe me, I don't know what to do.
Hello, Dad.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I finished my work at the university and I didn't know what to do. You were right.
Well, why didn't you go home?
Without you?
No, I didn't mean the country house. I mean home. I would have picked you up from there.
Well, I thought, why should you come all the way to me? I thought I'd meet you here, and then when you're done, we can go together. Is something wrong?
No. No, dear.
Then why are you upset?
I'm not upset. I'm just a bit tired. Let's go.
Because of me?
No, dear. We have nothing left to do here. Let's go.
You didn't get a new window?
No, I didn't have the time.
What are you thinking about, Daddy?
It's nothing, dear. I'm not thinking about anything. By the way, what's going on with your thesis? The burglar didn't let you work, did he, huh?
Tell me, Dad, do you prefer old poems or new ones?
Well, it depends on what kind you mean by new. You know these poems that have no rhythm or rhyme. So I call them the no-poems. What are they called?
They're called blank verse.
Ah, blank verse. I don't like them. I actually hate them.
What I meant by new poetry was Nima's poetry.
No, Nima's okay.
So you like Nima?
I do like Nima. I like Sorhab. I like Akavan. Tell me, how come you're asking about new poetry?
No reason. I just wanted to know a little bit about your taste in poetry.
I really upset him today. I really upset him. When he left my room, I was concerned about the things that I had said to him.
But you didn't lie, did you?
Yeah, Elias. I still think you're making a mistake about Dr. Naini.
Hmm. I think that it is you who was making the big mistake about him, Doctor. Yes, he made a mistake. He played with a human life, and that's no small matter. And now he is acting like a victim. And you're feeling sorry for him. It's not always good to feel sorry for somebody.
Even if he really is as bad as you say that he is, I shouldn't have belittled him like that.
You have to belittle proud people, Doctor. Remember, you have to show pride to proud people. I think that what you did to Dr. Naini today was some form of promotion of virtue, and also a prevention of vice. You mustn't scold yourself. It won't be useful to this person. It seems that his heart is darker than anything we can change with words.
Could a person really be as bad as you say he is? I haven't known about it for all these years. How could this possibly be?
I've told you this before, Doctor. He is a very good actor. He plays his parts well. Very well. So well that he has influenced you too, just like today. I think that I will say my prayers here today. It is so very nice out here.
Daddy! Daddy?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. Where's Dad?
He went to the hospital.
Oh, but why didn't he call me then?
He left very early in the morning. He got a call from the hospital. I think it was an emergency. That's why he had to leave in a rush. He came into your room this morning to say goodbye and found you sleeping on your books, and your lights were also on. He didn't have the heart to wake you so early in the morning, so he left. Oh yeah, that reminds me. How is your thesis coming along?
Not too bad.
The truth is, I really wanted to help you with your thesis. But, to be honest with you, after the last time we spoke about your thesis last night, I really don't think I know very much in literature.
Please don't say that. Goodbye to you.
Paris, my dear. I think I owe you an apology.
What for?
For just showing up without notice. I don't know, for messing up your life, I suppose.
It's not like that at all.
It is. Look, I know that you were forced here just so you could be with your father. And I know you're not comfortable. And I'm kind of the one to blame.
No, we used to come here in the summers before.
The truth is... Well, you see, the truth is that I always considered myself a nuisance. Believe me, I've decided to leave many times. I even packed my stuff to leave, but I only made it as far as the door. Until then, Well, you see, I thought that he wanted to talk to me, especially under all those circumstances, that he wanted to pour his heart out to me, but I think I've become dependent on him, too.
Look, listen to me. You're really not a nuisance at all. As a matter of fact, you just came at the right time. The truth is, before you showed up, Dad wasn't doing well at all after my mama died. But since you've been here, he's been feeling much better.
As a matter of fact, that's just what he said. I hope that what you're saying is true, because I don't want you to just make me feel better.
It's all true, I can assure you.
Maybe saying this isn't right. I mean, I shouldn't say it, but believe me when I say that I am beginning to feel that I truly belong here. Right here. All my life I've loved being on my own. I mean, I really liked it. I love being on my own, just me and my God. I really enjoy it, but since I've come here in this short time, I've gotten used to you. So much that now I think I'm really scared of being alone.
My mom would always say that only God's alone.
She was right. God bless her soul.
Thank you, Elias. Goodbye for now.
Thank you very much. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope nothing happens tomorrow for them to come and say, you know.
Not at all. Don't be so negative. I really think you did great. I'm sure of it.
Thank you very much. I'm happy Dr. Pajuan didn't agree to do it. Then I wouldn't have been forced to do it myself. And that way it would have become harder for me to pick up from where I left off, you know.
I understand. Excuse me, Doctor.
Doctor.
Yes?
I just wanted to say you're being in the operating room. It was very heartwarming for me, seriously. The truth is, I kind of thought you were upset with me. You know, after all the things I said and that you'd never want to work with me again.
No, that's not true at all.
Yes. Now I'm sure of that. I'm sure you're not upset with me anymore. How can I put this? I'm very sorry for all the things I said, but I don't regret saying it at all. You know, about my... about everything I had said to you earlier. My feelings for you, that is, you know. They haven't changed one bit. Not even a little
bit. I'm sorry, Doctor. But I have already told
you. Yes. I know what you had said earlier. I know, really. I don't want to repeal my proposal to you. Not at all. I don't want to do that. What I meant was that I didn't lose hope even when you said no to me. I didn't, really.
I
mean, I don't want to be hopeless anymore. I really want to stay hopeful. Even if it's just false hope, I don't care. Even if it takes an entire lifetime.
Dr. Malekian to the ICU.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
Can I talk to you for a moment, please?
Yes, of course.
Do you remember Shirin, my daughter?
How could I possibly forget your beautiful daughter? I haven't seen her with you at the hospital for a while.
She's studying for her entrance exam.
She got her diploma?
Yes, just this year.
She grew up so fast. She must be such a grown lady by now. Please, what can I do for you?
The truth is, Shirin's really sick.
She's sick? What's wrong? What is it?
A couple of years ago, her father had an accident when she was in junior high. Shirin was in the car, too. She hit her head hard against the window. At first, it was nothing. But a couple of months later, she started to have headaches and dizziness. So, of course, I made sure to take her to the doctor. They had scans taken, but said it was nothing.
Which doctor?
It wasn't one of the doctors here.
Well, why didn't you bring her to our hospital?
The expenses were too high. Of course, it didn't cross our minds that it was anything serious. But these past few months, she's been getting dizzy too much. And she's having problems with her vision. I took her to the doctor again.
And of course to another place.
Yes. Of course, I took her to another hospital. But to a specialist this time. He looked at the images and examined her. And said the eye nerves have been severely damaged. She has to have an operation. And if she doesn't have one, she'll go blind.
Miss Mohammadi,
come sit here.
Dr. Tajik.
He's a surgeon?
Yes, he's a good doctor. Yesterday he said, it will be a dangerous operation. He asked, when I work at such a great hospital with all the great doctors, then why don't I bring her here for the operation? He said I should bring her here.
Well, he's right. Why aren't you bringing her here?
That is why I came to you, doctor. Shireen's dad. Her dad has lost his job. I mean, they haven't renewed his contract. If they had, we would have sold his car for cash. He uses it as a cab to earn money, and he hasn't paid off his monthly payments. Oh, doctor, can I ask you for a favor, please? Please ask Dr. Pajuhan. Please ask him to operate on her for free. I was too ashamed to ask him myself. I'll pay for her hospital stay myself, even if I sell all my gold. I'll get loans from here. I'll take care of it. I'll make it work out, doctor. Just please ask him for this.
You made a mistake in not taking it seriously from the very beginning. You are a very experienced nurse. Why would you do such a thing? Okay, I'll talk to Dr. Pajwan. I'm sure he won't charge you for the surgery. And for her hospital stay, you can get a loan from the hospital. Dr. Pajwan has shares in the hospital. I'm sure he can help you out in this matter.
Oh, doctor, I will never, ever forget this kindness of yours. I don't even know what to say.
There's no need to say anything. Just get Shireen here as soon as you can. And don't forget one thing. All of us happen to need each other's help one day.
I will pray for you, doctor. I pray that you never need my help. And that's the reason why. I'm not going to say I'll make it up to you.
Please don't worry. God is great.
Hello, Miss Pajuhan.
Hello, Mr. Musavi. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, I thought you were cut off.
No, sorry. I thought if I talk to you on the phone, well, I thought it would be better, actually. But you see, I think it's worse.
What's worse, Mr. Musavi?
The way I feel. I mean, talking now is as difficult as it was the other day.
Well, then how can I help you? What's wrong?
Miss Pajuhan, I wanted to say... well, the other day, I wanted to say this, but I just couldn't do it.
Mr. Musavi, what did you want to say?
God, please help me.
Hello, Mr. Musavi.
Miss Pajuhan... I wanted to say that I intended to ask you to marry me.
You intended?
No, I mean I still do. But when I wanted to come and ask for your hand with my father, you know, and that tragedy happened to your family.
I mean your mother's death.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go on.
I thought we were cut off. May your mother rest in peace.
Well, thank you.
The truth is, that's when...
That's when my dad said... That's when he said it would be wrong. I mean, he meant it wasn't a good time for us to ask for such a thing. Well, the thing is, well, he was right. But I was worried myself, because I was worried that you know if I make a move. But then again, if I don't, I was scared that... Excuse me, hold on a minute. Yes, officer?
Move along, sir. This isn't a good place to park.
Why not, officer? What's wrong with it?
It's the intersection.
Officer, the intersection is way over there.
I said get going.
Officer, it's something really important. I can't hang up.
Hang up, go to the other side of the intersection, and talk as much as you like.
Officer, I can't
hang up. It's really important. If you want, go ahead and find me.
Hello, excuse me.
Hello.
What is it that I was saying? How far did I go?
You were saying you were scared of something.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, the truth is... The truth is, I'm worried that if I don't tell you this now, you might have another suitor. Well, of course. I told you this so you'd know. Whenever you think is right, whenever you think it's the right time, whenever you make that decision, you just say it and I... No, I mean we will ask to come over.
Look, Mr. Musavi, I'm actually in the library right now, so I can't talk too much.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you like me to call you some other time?
No, don't. I'll call you later. Of course, it's necessary.
Okay.
By the way, you forgot to take the book the other day.
I'm in
no rush. I mean about the book.
Okay, goodbye now.
Goodbye. I'm really sorry, officer, but this call had to do with my future, my destiny. Why did you give me two tickets, officer?
The first one is for illegal parking in a bad place, and the other one for not heeding warnings by an officer. And if you don't get moving, I'll be forced to write a third one.
Yes, yes, okay.
No, it's not a problem. I told you it's natural. There's really no need to worry. No, no, no. No. Don't do anything. No, please, don't worry about me. Come in.
Hello.
Very well. The antibiotic should be taken 4 times a day. No, no. No, don't worry. You're welcome. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, doctor. Please, why don't you have a seat?
I won't be taking too much of your time. I wanted to talk to you about one of the nurses at the hospital. She was too shy to talk to you herself.
Seems like there's no end to this bad luck. Do I really act in a way for the personnel at the hospital to get the impression that they need someone to intervene for them? You really mean they can't come to me by themselves?
This one's an exception and has nothing to do with the way you act.
Well, which nurse is it then?
Mrs. Alipour, you know her.
Yes, I do. And so?
Well, it's about her daughter. It has to do with damage done to her visual nerves years ago. She wants you to operate on her. Of course, she's worried because she doesn't have the money to pay for your fee.
No problem. We owe a great deal to Miss Alipour.
She's not capable of paying for the hospital stay either, so I thought we could get her a loan from the hospital. This way we'll solve her problem. This is my request.
Yes, yes. No, it's a good idea, it's a good idea. Very well, I'll take care of it. Is she in the hospital right now? I mean her daughter.
Well, no. She's been staying at a public hospital.
So a doctor's looking after her?
Well, yes. I told her to transfer her here.
And, Who's the doctor? Excuse me, Dr. Bardia. I don't want to be accused of stealing someone's patients again.
Don't worry. You won't be accused of stealing someone's patient, because her doctors asked her to do it. Dr. Tajik.
Very well. Then tell her to inform me when her images and lab results are here. And please tell Miss Alipour that I said not to worry about the money, whatsoever.
All right. Thank you very much, Doctor. I'll tell her to come in and thank you in person. Excuse me.
Goodbye.
Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber.
May God accept it from you.
We only said 3 rukats.
It was 4.
I was paying attention.
No, I think you were wrong.
I'm very sure.
Really?
Why are you picking it up then? You mean you don't want to do it again?
The books say that to have doubts about something that has already occurred in the past is truly useless.
But I don't doubt anything, Elias. It was only 3 rukats.
I have to be sure, and I am. It was 4.
You mean you don't want to repeat it?
No.
But I would like to.
Look, Doctor, even if I am mistaken, it will all be my fault. You should not be worrying about this. They won't blame you.
But I am gonna do it.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Look, you're not a nuisance at all. As a matter of fact, you just came at the right time. The truth is, before you showed up, Dad wasn't doing well after my mom had died. But since you've been here, he's been feeling much better. My mom would always say that only God is alone.
I don't remember. How do you know? Sorry, I don't give away information until I get some in return.
I want to know what kind of person he is.
Something's up? Imagine something's up. Imagine there is. Mousavi. Hamid Mousavi. I don't remember.
The one who said he was Rehane's brother's friend?
Oh, now I remember who you're talking about.
I want to know what kind of person he is.
Why do you want to know?
No reason.
Well, he's a nice person.
How do you know something like that?
Well, no reason.
You're silly.
Something's up?
It's none of your business.
I'm really sorry. You know, I don't give away information until I get some in return.
Imagine that there is.
Well, then imagine that he's a very good person.
You really are silly, Mashid.
Why, something's up?
Yeah, something's up. Will you tell me or not?
Well, congratulations.
What kind of person is he?
How should I know? Wait, I'll call Rehani tomorrow and I'll tell her to ask her brother.
All right, but look, Mashid, tell Rehani to tell her brother not to let Mousavi find out, okay?
I will, but you know that if her brother's real close to the guy...
Then just forget about it.
What for? It's not a crime to ask around, especially when marriage is involved.
Marriage? Let's see you go spread gossip around.
Don't worry.
I'll find everything out myself. You should wait a couple of days, and you'll have his entire life story.
Okay, Mashid. Let's see what you do. I'll be waiting. Goodbye now.
I am here, Doctor. The air out here is so fresh, right?
It's so strange, Elias.
What?
You've changed a lot. You've really changed a lot in the past 4 years.
What do you mean I've changed?
I remember back then, you were very, very strict.
About what?
To the rules of Sharia. I remember. You'd always say your prayers first. You'd say your prayers first. And only then would you break your fast. But now...
But now I break my fast first, and then say my prayers. Right?
You say 3 rukats instead of 4.
No, Doctor, I'm very sorry. I cannot accept this. I am certain. We said 4. What else?
You can tell the future. You couldn't do that back then. I even remember that you didn't know whether you'd be cured or not. Do you remember? I'm serious with you.
All human beings must change. What's important is that the changes be positive, that they be good. People still have the right to change. If they change for the better, that is.
I don't know. I'm really confused. I think the meaning of good and bad has changed.
Not the meaning, but the understanding of good and bad. I think it's evolved.
I'm confused. I don't understand.
You know, Doctor, all that stuff that has come through religious teachings.
What? They're no good?
No. What I mean is that... Do you really think that it makes a difference to God whether we say 3 rukats instead of 4? I'm asking you.
If it didn't, then he wouldn't have asked us to do it.
But these are the layers of religion. The core is something else. Although I do accept that you first have to pass through the layers to get to the core. That period of 4 years ago that you were talking about. I tell you now, I was standing on the layer. Standing exactly where you are now. Are you surprised? Tell me, Doctor.
Very.
You have the right to be. You do. Maybe it's too soon for me to be telling you these things, but... Don't look for any tradition or custom. Just say whatever comes naturally to your heart. I think it's time for bed.
بر بی همه پیداست.